Now, Ask an Expert segment continues, and joining me in the studio, acting curator, CDU Art Gallery, Callie Joswick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely to have you back in.
Thanks for having me.
My friend, there's always exciting things happening here at CDU in that art space, and it seems that it's an always evolving sort of area here. It's great.
Yeah, well, we've just opened a brand new exhibition, Taksu, The Art of Bali, which is recent gifts to the CDU art collection. It's a pretty special exhibition. We're very, very thrilled to have it. It represents two quite extraordinary collections of Balinese art that were recently gifted to the Charles Darwin University art collection, one in 2016 by Mary Harrison Hill of Perth, whose husband Chris Hill was a prominent collector and scholar of Balinese art. So she gifted 30 works, predominantly paintings, in 2016. And then 2018, another collection of really beautiful sculptures and shadow puppets, masks, by Michael Abbott, AOQC of Adelaide.
That's absolutely incredible. We were discussing it briefly off air. I think it's a wonderful thing that people do when they take their private collections and then gift it so that the rest of us can enjoy it as well. It must be such a personal thing to hand it over.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they've, you know, spend a whole lifetime of collecting these extraordinary pieces of art. I think they want the public to see them. You know, they want them to be shared with the Australian public. So it's important. Both of these collectors have gifted to other Australian institutions. So we're very, very happy. These are our very first Balinese artworks for the CDU art collection. And this is actually the very first Balinese art exhibition dedicated to Balinese art.
Oh, fantastic.
At least, to be shown in Darwin.
So, I mean, you received some of them back in 2016.
Yes.
Is this the first time they're being shown, even though you've had
correct.
Them for 3 years?
Yes, absolutely. It takes us that long to actually put an exhibition together. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's big. It's big. Mm. And I guess for us here in Darwin, we do have that special connection to Bali. You know, I always giggle that, you know, that Kuta is a suburb of Darwin. You know, it's right there.
Absolutely.
But when we go over, I think we're so excited to be on holidays, and we don't really focus on the art side for most of us.
Mm.
So this is another great way to get another side to Bali.
Absolutely. This really celebrates the real art and culture of Bali. You know, their Hindu heritage, if you like, Hindu Buddhist heritage. And a lot of the works have, you know, what they call magic qualities, you know, expressed in a ritualized performance. All the masks and the wayang-kulit shadow puppets and the sculptures, they all represent characters from the Hindu epics, the Mahabharata and the Ramayana. Yeah, there's so much more to Bali than
a bintang on the beach.
That's it.
There's a lot more. And this is a great way to really immerse yourself in that culture. Can you tell us about some of the special pieces that we've got?
Well, as I said, we've got a wayang kulit shadow puppet collection. That's 119 puppets, which represent a whole assortment of characters, ogres, kings, and princesses, and then celestial weapons. That's quite extraordinary. So we've got a selection of those puppets on display in the exhibition. Sculptures such as the singer lions, which are really quite unique to Balinese culture. Then there's other sculptures and masks from, you know, performance dance drama masks. There's some beautiful paintings as well.
So the exhibition's been open for a couple of weeks. Has it been well attended?
Yeah, it's received some really good feedback. People are really loving it.
Oh, brilliant. And how long do we have?
It's open until the 7th of March.
So, brilliant. Okay, so there's no need to rush. This is something great, especially at this time of year when people have friends and family visiting, popping up for the holidays. This is something that you can do with everybody, really. I'm sure that there are pieces in there that will speak to children right through any age.
Yeah, it's a fascinating exhibition, and I think there is something in this exhibition that will appeal to, you know, a lot of visitors. Everyone loves Bali, and so, you know, it's a really special exhibition.
Yeah, absolutely. And is this something that's going to travel, or will it just be unique to us here?
Oh, well, so far it's just in the CDU Art Gallery, but, yeah, something that, you know, we might consider down the track.
Yeah. And if people are listening and they think, oh, well, Great Uncle George has a whole lot of, you know, pieces from different places in a collection, do they just get in touch with you and then say, this is what I've got, do you want it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, people can write to us and offer their gifts if they want to offload. That would be, yeah, we're always interested to have a chat.
Well, there you go. If you've got just a space problem, and you're running out of room and you've got some amazing art pieces that have been collected from far and wide, then maybe talking to the university is a great thing to do.
Yes.
Rather than just let them gather dust. That just sounds all right to me. So let's talk about the gallery itself here at CDU. Open all the time, free to get in. Where do we find it?
It's free to get in, absolutely. We're Wednesday to Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 till 4 and Saturday, 10 till 2. We're located in the Chancellery, which is Orange 12 on Casuarina campus.
Brilliant stuff. Kelly, it's always a pleasure to have you in. I can't wait to come and check out the exhibition myself. Best of luck with that.
Thank you very much.